Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schusiyam Yoshev B'tzion Golan Gabriela and Matan Ben Dvorah, B'soch Shalom Yisrael. On the Mishnah at the beginning of the Meseches Bava Metzia, Shnayim Yochzim B'talis Yachloku B'Shvua, Gemara says, Lema Sinid Lok Rabbi Yosi. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, if it's like Rabbi Yosi says when they're arguing about Mana Shlishi. Two people were mafked most by their friend. One gave 100, one gave 200. And now they're arguing about who the second 100 belongs to. So Rabbi Yosi there says, Im kein ma'ib sid ramai, ela kol yemun achad sheyavu aliyo. Can't say you give each one 100, because then the ramai, who tainted that he was getting 200, he's not losing anything. We don't want that. So, Meila kol yemun achad sheyavu aliyo. So, and that is not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says Yachloko. And here it says Yehemunach. Says the Gemara Lamai, Matomar, that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who say that each one gets their mana, and then the third mana is Munach HaTshiyavu Elio. So you want to say that it's like the Rabbanan? Since the rabbis say that the din of mikra of mana shlishi is that the third mana, so this talis is like the mana shlishi because it's a suffik. The whole talis is mutl b'suffik. Each of them is tainis that it belongs to him. Rabbi Yossi and Recham are only arguing about mana shlishi, but like I'll be the first two manim, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are only arguing about the, in the case of mana shlishi, about the first two manim, that there's no suffix about their bailus. In other words, we know that each of them has a mana, and Rabbanan say put it aside, and Rabbanan say that give it out to each one, and Rabbi Yossi says put the whole thing aside, even the two manas. So they're only arguing about the first two manas, but the mana shlishi, where there's a suffik who owns the mana shlishi, there the chachamim are moide shedino lios munach. There the chachamim agree that the din is yehe munach. That's the one there's a suffix. So if we want to compare our Mishnah to the case of Mana Shlishi, it would emerge that the teaching of our Mishnah to split up the talis that's mutl b'suffik doesn't stem with neither of Yosi nor with the Chachamim. Because both according to Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, you don't give out the Mana Shlishi, which is besafik. And in our case, in the Mishnah, what's besafik, i.e. the talis, you do give out. So our Mishnah is like neither of them. So Gemara says, Hai mai. No. What is ha-shva yisu? It's not a good comparison. Yeah, Mishnah Rabbanan. We say it was according to the Rabbanan, so hasin vade mahadar manu v'lechad ha'iman lechad v'nayu. Ha'arbanim v'lechad she'abali yahu. So the third manu definitely belongs to one of them. And the rabbis say, yehi munach. And you can't split it up, and one of them is definitely going to lose. But hacha adig l'mer tavayu. Here you can say that it belongs to both of them. Meaning each one really has a half, because they picked it up at the same time. Arabana Palgib Shur, there the rabbis say, split it up with a Shvuah. So the rabbis really fit, because there in the case of Mana Shlishi, the third Mana definitely belongs to one of them, and we can't split it up, because then one of them is definitely going to lose. Therefore, put it aside. We don't get involved. We put it aside until Yavol Yo. But here, you could say it really belongs to both of them. So you can give it out, split it up with a shvur. Ayam Shav Yosi, Hashem Asim Vavadei Gamana Lamar, Vigamana Lamar. We say it's Rabbi Yosi. If there, there's definitely a mana for each one. Rabbi Yosi says, Yumunachat Shevel Yo. In the case of mana Shalishi, each one of them definitely has a mana. Still, we say, Hey Munach. So, Hachadik Lamemr de Tarchad Minayu. Here, Shev Shalom Marsha Talit Kula is Shaykh to one of them. And the other Chad and his friend has no chelik at all. So, certainly, Rabbi Yosi hold you don't split it up. Therefore, they definitely, each mana definitely belongs to each guy, each one of them has a mana. We don't give it out. We don't give out the manas. So here, one of the guys might not have anything. So we certainly don't give it out. Since Rabbi Yossi holds that based in Paskins, in a case where Mafsid Ramai, and therefore, we want the Ramai to lose. So we say that even the mana that's his, he doesn't get. Even though we know that he has a mana, we don't give it to him anyway. So Bavadai, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that Basin is going to be Mafsid or Ramai in a case where there's a suffix in his bailus, i.e. the Shnayim Ochsim. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi doesn't shtim with the Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, he makes the guy when there's a when Ivade owns a money, we take it away from him because we don't want a Ramai to we want the Ramai to lose. So certainly, where there's a suffix in his bailus, we want the Ramai to lose. And the Gemara answers no. For the Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi has a Vade Yiko Ramai. There, there's definitely a Ramai, so therefore you don't give anything out. But here, maybe there's no Ramai. Maybe they picked it up together. So maybe Rabbi Yossi only says the Beis Din Paskins is Yafsid Ramai, only in the case where there's Vade Ramai, but here there's not a Vade Ramai. So he could stem with our Mishnah. In other words, in order to make the Mishnah work with Shittas Rabbanan, the Gemara explained that in the Mishnah, the Chalukah could be Emes. Because it says that Ikala Mamre de Tarvayu, here the Chalukah could be Emes. And therefore you give it out, whereas in the Raman and Rana Shlishi, if you split up the third mana, that's not going to be Emes. So in our Mishnah, you give it out because the chalukah can be emes. But the mana shlishi, there the chalukah is not going to be emes. So Mel, you don't give it out. That's what we said in order to fit the rabbis with the Mishnah. In order to fit the Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara explained that in the Mishnah, there's no Vade Ramai. In the Mishnah, there's no Vade Ramai. And here, there is a Vade Ramai. In the case of Mana Shlishi, there is a Vade Ramai, since in the case of Mana Shlishi, there is a Vade Ramai, you don't give it out at all. But in the mission, there's no Vade Ramai. So the Chiluk for Yosi is, in our mission, there's no Vade Ramai. So you can give out the two manas. You can split up the talis. But in Mana Shlishi, there is a Vade Ramai, so you take away the whole thing. And according to the Rabbanan, in the Mishnah, the Chalukah could work. It could really belong to both of them. So you give it out, whereas the Mana Shlishi can't belong to both of them. And therefore, you don't give out the Mana Shlishi. The Machlokes Shonim LaHalacha, what Tanai Be'emes we require for the Din Yachlekuh of the Mishnah. Tos in the Rosh hold that we require that the Chalukah Yecholah Liyos Emes. We don't need that there's no Vade Ramai. The Ikar is as long as the Chalukah can be Emes, That's enough to do Yechloko. Rashi, the Rivan Bava Bats, the Ran and Mukayetzav over here, hold the Lamatskana, we require that there's no Vadei Rame. In order to Paskin Yechloko, you just need to say that there's no Vadei Rame. As long as there's no Vadei Rame, you can Paskin Yechloko. Why do we Paskin like the possibly, why do they say like Rabbi Yossi, not like the Rabbanan? That's discussed by Nachlitz David. Akopanim, that's those Rishonim. However, the Rashba has a special sheet here. The Rashba holds that Lamaskana, we need neither. And the Din Yachloku of our Mishnah was said, even when the Chaluka can't be Emes, and even when there's a Vade Rama, you hear the Rashba? Rashba says, we say Yachloku even if you lack both tonight. What about the Gemara? The Gemara brings these svaras to make the Mishnah shlem with the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. The Rashba is all shak of tari of the Gemara is only a libra to the according to the Maksha. Who asked from Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi? Right? We had the Maksha asked. He said, "Who's the Mishnah going to shlem with? Doesn't shlem with Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't shlem with the Rabbanan." And we answered, "It could shlem with both of them." That's the Maksha, but according to us, we don't have a Kasha. So we don't need to come out to these Terutzim. The explanation is that according to a lot of Rishonim, and including the Rashba, the din of the Mishnah of Yechloku is only where they're both Muchsuk. Because if they're not both Muchsuk, then you say Kolin Dolim Govar, like the din of Arvin Bava Basra, Lamedalit, Kahidua. So according to this, it's difficult. What's the Gemara's Kasha B'chlal from the din of of Rabbi Yossi, ain't shnei muchzakim ba, ela kol biyad nifkad. It's all in the hands of the third party. So b'chaz lo sheyach. There we're talking about where the third mana. They're not both muchzak in the third mana. In our mission, they're both muchzak. As a b'chaz lo le'nyan akushia. So the Rishonim explain, for example, tights at the beginning of our parak, that the Nifkad is considered Muchzak B'davar of which name, and therefore there was considered Muchzakim Bo. The Rashba explains, Anchinami, that was the Svar of the Maksha, that because of the Nifkad, they're both considered Muchzak in this third mana, and therefore it didn't stem with our Mishnah that they're both Muchzak. However, Libid Emes, we hold that they're not considered muchzak ayde tfisas anifkad. In other words, that's the Gemara. The Gemara holds that this is the Makshin holds that they are considered muchzak. The Gemara holds, the stomach of the Gemara holds that they're both considered muchzak. And therefore the Kasha is not a Kasha, and therefore you don't have to come onto the Terutzim. So Al Kopanim, it emerges that the Rashba argues with the other Rishonim in two planes. If la halacha we need these tanaim of chaluka yichol yosemes, there's no vade rame in order to pass kinetin chaluk or not. And is shnaim shevkidu biyad echad consider that they're both muchzik b'davar? So we have to understand what's the machlokes here. What's the machlokes b'svaris? And what's the kesher, the logical connection between these two machlokos? One machlokos is, do we need these conditions of chalukei cholios emes and like a vadei ramei? Rashba says you don't. The other Hashem say we need one of them at least. Paskin adin chaluka. And is the Ishnaim Shevkidu Biyarecha considered Shnei Muchzakim B'davar? So I saw a teretz from Harav Elio Silverberg, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Chicago. So he said as follows: the a number of Rishonim hold that
As Tosfos says, the Oichet and Shani, the Choshev Kilo Oichet, Yoshev Ovadei, Echetzi, Don, and Sadei, Mai, Tov, Sai, Tov, Dedeu. That they're both considered Muchzuk. That in our Mishnah, they're both considered Muchzuk. Why are they both considered Muchzuk? Because they're both holding on to it. So on Sadei, we can testify that Mai, the Tov, Sai, each one is holding what belongs to them. So that's Tosfos. The Rashba, we find the Hesafa a number of times. The Rashba says, Alma tfisa mani, ki ilu nechlika, beiz amra alftu yamasa zei shava. Mai de tofis deo, mai tofis hai di deo, u ki ilu nechlika kvar. Donat sade de mai tofis hai di deo, u ki mada posik domi. In other words, the Rashba adds always, it's not only mchuzokus lukol echad, vagam onan sade de havishalo, ala shagam nechshav ki ilu kvar nechlik vnifsak. It's as if it was already split up and given out. We don't find this hadgasha in the other Rishonim. Even though they also hold that they're both considered muhsak, we don't say it's as if it was already split up. So we can say that's the yisoid achiluk between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. Do we need in this chaluka of Mishnah Seinu these specific conditions of chol etemes and like a vadei rame? According to the other Rishonim, even though they're muhsak, nevertheless, it's not considered kilu nechlek. And therefore, there's room to say that in order that we should pass in a din chaluka, we require these tanoim that enable the Psak Din of Yachloku. According to the Rashba, it's considered as if it was already split up. And we don't need any Psak Din for the Chalukah. Or Psak Din, it's already split up. And therefore, we don't need Tanaim. So that explains why, according to the Rashba, you don't need the Tanaim. Because according to the Rashba, it's like it's already split up. So what do you need Tanaim for to be able to allow you to make a Psak Din to split it up? זה כבר נחלק, זה כאילו כבר נחלק. And with this we can also understand the second chilek between them. According to Tosfos and other Rishonim, the muchzakus is not so strong to the point that it's considered as if it's already been split up between the two, it's already been given out. So we can say that even by Tfisis HaNifgad, it's considered that they're Muchzuk. According to the other Rishonim, the Muchzakus isn't so strong. So if the Muchzakus isn't so strong and the third guy is Muchzuk, that's also considered Muchzakus. However, according to the Rashba, that the Tfisis and the Muchzakus has to be Ad Kedei Kach, that it's considered as if it's already been split up. So when the mana shlishi is in the hands of the other guy, that's not considered as if it was already split up. As lo shayach l'inyaneinu. As mazbir at shnei achilukim. Ze gevaldik. That according to the Rashba, it's like it's already split up, and therefore you don't need tanaim in order to split it up. And since it's considered here already split up, so that you can't say that by mana shlishi. Which one of the other Rishonim, it's not already considered split up, and therefore you need Tanaim to give it out. You need it to fulfill one of the Tanai. Either like a Radei Vali, or Chuk Yichol HaSemes. And the Tzveit Tzach is that since the Muchzakus isn't so strong, if the third party is Muchzak, that's also considered Muchzakus. We can add, says Rav Silverberg, that L'chaira, according to the Rashba, why does the Makshin hold that the Muchzakus of the Nifkad is as if the Mafkidim are Muchzak? Not like the Svar, the Maskana, the Shitasa, it's not considered like their Muchzak. But in the Havamina, the Muchzakus of the Nifkad is like their Muchzak. So we can say that he's l'shitase. Because what does the Rashba write? The Gemara says, Lemas nisin delikas sumchus. Gemara says in 2a, let's say that the Mishnah is not like sumchus. Dikas sumchus, if the Mishnah was kishita sumchus, then what? Haramana with the Safek Chalka B'loi Shavua.
So there'd be no Shavua here.
Vela my Rabbanan.
It must be the Rabbanan. But they say that the Motzei Mechaber Lev Araya. And here,
they don't have to bring a raya. They just take a shvuah. So how can you say it's only not simcha? It's not rabbanan either.
So the Gemara says, "Hi, my. Yeah, I'm just saying rabbanan has mil tafsi derbaya. I'm rabbanan motzei mechal of raya. Chet tafsi derbaya tafsi pagla b'shvuah. That's not true. If you say it's the rabbanan." There, in the case of Shor Shanagach Sapar, and into Rebbe Tzida, the other Chum say, Hamotzi Mechavero, Ola Baraya. And why do they say that? Because there in Bava Kama, the Gabi Shor Shanagach Sapar, the lo tafsi tavara, they're not both toifes, and the tashlam for the nezek ubar. What's happening here? The Baal HaShor is muksuk. Now the Baal HaPara says, I want you to pay me for the ubar. Baal HaPara says, that you have a shor shenagach hazapara, v'nimtzu ubar b'tzida. You have a shore that gored a para, and nimsa uber meis betzida, and we don't know that it died before the negicha, after the negicha. So what do the rabbis there say? The rabbis say, listen, the Baal HaPara is trying to build to the Baal HaShor, Motzei Mechaber Lev Araya. Because they're not both tafus in the payment. But hacha tafs tavayu, tavayu tafsi here, they're both holding on to it. So neither of them is Motzei Mechavero, Motzei Mechavero. So here you split it up with a Shavua. You don't need to bring a Raya. It was originally the Gemara thought that the Mishnah doesn't stem with the Rabbanan. But a Motzei Mechavero with a Raya. And then afterwards the Gemara explains the Mishnah does work with the Rabbanan. So to explain the Hava Mina, the Maskan of the Gemara, the Rashi writes venerally. The Kota Ksakadaitach the Maksha, the Masnisa Nami Maidi Tofis Haidi Deu, Maidi Tofis Haidi Deu. So the Havamina is that in our Mishnah, we're thinking at the beginning that each one is holding on to what's holding on is it really theirs, and as if it was already given out, and everyone's in Muchsuk and what they have. So it turns out that each one is trying to be motzi from the other guy. And therefore you have to bring a raya that what belongs to Yanim is really yours. You have to bring a raya, what your friend is holding on to is really yours, because holding on to it. Each one to their friend. And the Gemara says, no. Uporik, iyamitz bishleim rabbanin hu dohasim, doi tafsi le tavayu, ela kula biyado echod, legamri hev leidach motzim echabal of a raya. There it's different. Because there, they're not both muchzuk. It's Motzei Mechaber Lev Araya. But kan, tavayu tafsi levenu mechulekes v'dayim misamsim. Here, they're both holding on to it, and they're both still fighting for it. Zer mekol shil b'chazkos, zer mekol shil b'chazkei ochekloko b'shua. Now, is that exactly what the Havamina, the Shakan Tahayi, the Gemara? That in the Havamina, we said that each one is nechelekol kol echad muchzuk v'omid machatzis, or each one's holding their own. And the Gemara is doche, no. Here they're both holding on to it and it's not split up yet and they're still fighting for it. So in the Gemara itself, we have these two oifanim of Yiram Muchzokis. So Kishmak, you think, oh, it's an Achorin Yeshavort. It's a Lumdis. It's in the Gemara. That's the Shah, the Shakatari of the Gemara. Are they both considered, is it when they're both holding on to it, is it considered that they're both Muchzok? And I consider both Muchzok. Having words is they're both muchzuk in the middle. It's like it's mechulek already. It's like it's already nechlika. It's already given out. And then the maskan, it isn't.
So you see that from the Makshin that this talus is already considered split up. And the Rashba holds, you see, L'chol Aruch HaSugya, the Rashba holds like the Makshin, that the talus is considered Mechulekes. And that the Gemara was Doicha is to make the Mishnah Shtim with the Rabbanan and to ask Akasha and Sumchus. But after the Gemara explained the Mishnah according to Sumchus, and the Gemara says that in a chinami that Sumchus normally holds, the amount of mutar v'safek cholkin. But here, Sumchus would say, yachloiku, because we have a tekanas chachamim. This is Shua de Rabbanan, Shua tekanas chachamim, Shloi kol echad ve'echad ha'ilich v'toikef v'taliso shel chavera, and say shelihu. We don't want that each one should go and grab their friend's talus and say it's mine. So Mela, here this could even follow Simchus. And that's why we force a Shavua. We don't say Mona Multip Safik Cholkim. So if the Gemara goes back to the way it originally thought, like in the Havamina, that Taka, it's over here, it's already considered Mechulak. And here it's already considered Mechulak. So therefore the Rashba says, ah. Okay, so Mela, you don't need either of these two tanaim. You don't need that lack of Adarami, you don't need a chluki cholos emes, and you also can't compare it to the case of Manashlishi. Because here it's already split up. In the case of Manashlishi it's not, so here it's already considered split up. So therefore you don't need any conditions and you don't ask any kashas from a Manashlishi. The kashas don't even start, so you don't have to come on to the tanaim. So that's a geschmack. No, Rabbi said, there's obviously a welt more to say, but I hope that this enlightened you. It certainly enlightened me. Wow, Valdik, okay. So please stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.